Well, hello and welcome to another week, folks. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, here at The Boundless Show, and I'm joined by Martha. Hey, Martha.
Hi, Lisa.
Just two of us today.
It's a little scary. We got all these empty chairs. It is.
There's a vast expanse between us. Well, Martha's sitting over there because that way she doesn't have to get a crick in her neck from turning, which she's very gracious and usually doing when we have other guests.
Which they don't know what you're talking about, but...
Yeah. Our table, you know, we're kind of like, you can't really see everyone. You have to speak straight into the mic. So anyway, it's a tricky business. Let me tell you a little bit about our show today. Later on in the show, we have one of our counselors, Danny Huerta, in the studio to answer a question from a couple that are wondering or worrying, I guess. Really, they're a little bit concerned that they may be setting each other up on a pedestal and putting each other before their relationship with God, really. And so he's going to address that. And then our culture segment, I'm very excited to say that we have Kevin DeYoung actually here in the studio. You know him as the author of Just Do Something, which we stump pretty often here on the show, as well as he's made a number of responses through the Gospel Coalition and through his own blog on some current issues in the Christian world. So you will definitely want to stay tuned for that one. But as promised, many of you, I don't know, maybe you guys have forgotten this at this point a while back, earlier on the front end of the summer, we conducted a survey about this podcast. We figured it was time to maybe find out if anyone was listening. And so we did. We put the survey out there, and many, many of you took it. And it was a great opportunity for us to look at the show and your feedback and take that all into consideration. We had a fantastic research team that put this all together for us and helped us devise the questions. And then Martha and I have culled through the results, and we are here today to share them with you. And Martha, I'm going to actually have you kick this off with kind of a look at who our audience is, because that was a great finding for us and something that, you know, maybe some of it was surprising and some not. But what did we find out there?
Well, we actually had 530 people take the survey, so mm-hmm. we were really excited about that response. And it turns out 75% are female.
Oh, shocker.
Shocker, yes. So that is something we want to improve on, is getting some more guys to listen. But yes. As far as age, most are 23 to 27 years old, and next followed by 28 to 32. So that's about 66% of our audience. That's mm-hmm. 23 to 32. And we do have 7 people that are 55 or older.
Wow.
So got to give them a little shout out.
Hey.
One of them is my mom, I think.
And definitely not my mom, because she still doesn't know that I host a podcast. But you said 7?
Yep, 7 people.
Thank you, 7 people.
So another interesting thing is 73% are white or Caucasian, which is actually a little bit less than the normal focus on the family stat of about 80 to 85% being Caucasian.
Yeah.
So we have a pretty good diverse audience.
Yeah, that's good. We want to improve that too, though. And I think a lot of that is helped by our international audience. So those of you who are listening internationally, please tell your friends, because we love that.
Yes, 23% of our audience is international, mostly from Canada, but also from Australia, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Philippines, South Africa, Jamaica, India, Malaysia, Austria, Japan, Brazil, Germany, Nigeria, and China.
Wow, so, of the respondents we had. We're sure that if you didn't do the survey, you're out there, whatever. But, you know, you should have taken the survey, and then you would have been on our list, too.
We also found it encouraging that 88% of our international respondents said that they thought our programming was relevant to them outside of the U.S.
That's good.
When
I've talked to, and we'd love to hear from you all as to how we could even improve that. You know, I know when we've had some of our international friends visit us here, sometimes they'll say, hey, the way that we do college in our country is different, or the way we do an internship program is different. And so maybe that's a little bit of a disconnect. Sometimes a little bit different little tweaks in the realm of dating and stuff like that. But if there's anything that you feel is like a hole that we're not addressing, please do let us know.
Yeah, because we really don't know.
Yeah.
So email us.
We don't.
Try to cover those things. One other surprising thing was for people's theological view, only 46% of our audience said they're fiscal and social conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty much very off the focus norm, I would
say. Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
So
very good.
That's some of the highlights.
Excellent. Well, we also want to delve in. Another big portion of the survey was what people like about the podcast and what people think could be improved. And we got a lot of great feedback. That the part I liked about this was it was actually a qualitative section, so people could really just type in their actual responses and what they actually feel. And we had probably, I would say, the things that people liked the most trended towards either specific segments. Like a lot of people love the round table, and they love, and most of the comments surrounding the round table were, I like the fact that it's real. I like that it's real people who are sharing from their own experience. I feel like I'm sitting in someone's living room, which we've said from the get-go is kind of our goal, to just have it be, you know, boots on the ground. What really are you dealing with right now? So a lot of people commented about that, as well as other likes would be the variety of topics that we have, the relevance of the topics to singles. And we've tried to even pick that up, I think, a little bit more with Martha's producing work. She's able to turn something around pretty quickly when we hear of something happening, you know, in the culture, in the church, or just something that singles are dealing with. We see a news story, we're like, hey, that would be fun to discuss. And so a lot of people just generally shared, I thought this was interesting, how, you know, it's just great that there's a show out here for Christian singles, because mm-hmm. it's really something that a lot of people, I think, have looked for and found, you know. And one person actually said, episodes 163 and 167, they're what got me hooked on Boundless. And
Wow.
I went back and looked at them, and they were the ones specifically on dealing with being single and how to, one was our Living La Vida Sola and just kind of wrestling with that. And so that was very good.
Especially for people who've grown up with Focus on the Family, mm-hmm. I think they're encouraged to see, oh, they have something for singles and young adults. I don't have to listen to the daily broadcast, or I don't have to listen to Adventures in Odyssey, or there's something for them too.
Kind of that bridge, and the fact that we're a little bit, a little bit different probably from what people would expect if they did grow up on Focus.
We have that's true. We have our own flavor.
A little bit of an edge sometimes. So then we actually took, we had the qualitative section too for what you thought could be improved, and we probably the biggest comment, and I don't know if we found this surprising, but one of the biggest things that folks thought were surrounding the music in the show, either the music itself, like commenting on, oh, between segments, have it shorter, have it longer. And then the recommendation that for most people, really us interviewing musicians doesn't resonate with them. And we figure that's probably something they can get elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though I've noticed, I think after my first few interviews with bands and stuff like that, I kind of was like, you know, what's kind of the stuff that maybe they don't get asked a lot? So I would always delve into their personal lives, and then I would get big deer in the headlights. They're like, whoa, we're not prepared
to. Did you really just ask that?
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to talk about our latest album. And so I always do. But so speaking of that, there were a few things that we're probably going to trend away from based on your feedback, or trend toward. One of the other big aspects of feedback was appreciating when we have especially a bigger percentage of male voices on the show, even to the point of when we've had one of the guys come in and guest host. And so a lot of people like that, and especially you guys out there want us to do more of that, and so we're definitely looking at that. I know I'm not personally offended, whatever.
And we've already had a few guys on the show already. Of yes. Leon was talking about spiritual, or being a leader in your home, of how to prepare for that, and Travis.
And we just had Nathan Pyle do a culture segment for us, so that was great to have him step into that. So yeah, we hear you guys, and we're definitely going to try to get more all-guy roundtables, get their perspective as well. We also had several of you recommend that we do bring in our bloggers more frequently and have them as roundtables. So hopefully you all know that we have done that a couple times. And if you want to look up those shows, you can certainly do that, including the most recent one where they talked about kind of what some of their ideas are for upcoming blog posts. So we will hopefully be seeing some of those on the blog itself. And
boundlessline.org.
Yes, boundlessline.org. Recommendation also for more diversity, which we find a little bit difficult in Colorado Springs. So where that's going to be reflected most is going to be in our culture segment, because there we can go when we're looking for the folks that we do interview. And because we have the luxury of doing that by phone, we can get a great, you know, kind of cut from a great swath of folks. For the roundtable, we often pull people locally because we're all here in the room. But it's kind of hard. It's funny. You realize, oh, yeah, we're an audio show. So it's not like you can really convey, you know, diversity all the time. But people will share.
Well, and like you mentioned earlier, sometimes we're just not aware of the issues that we're not touching.
Right.
You know, so if people let us know if they have a question, you know, we can include that in the inbox, or, you know, work on finding a guest that can help address that.
Exactly. Martha, why don't you talk a little bit about one of the other recommendations we had surrounding controversy? I thought that was funny.
Yeah, people want more controversy. I feel like we're pretty
controversial enough.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the questions actually talked about, you know, whether being more serious or more fun. And for the most part, it was about in the middle. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little bit more serious, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll just have to dig a little deeper to find those kind of topics we haven't covered yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're getting some good suggestions, too. In fact, I got on Facebook. One of the listeners emailed me the other day in light of the, again, here in the States, shootings near the Empire State Building. And he's like, so really, why do you guys defend, you know, the ownership of guns among the people? I don't really understand that. And I would love to see a spirited debate on that. So we're going to find our NRA members and the
people that want
to stand up against them and maybe have a great discussion about that and other things about around reproductive rights and what are the ethics surrounding that. So stay tuned for those in the future. Okay, well, perhaps one of the scarier portions of the survey for me was an open-ended question about how people feel about me as host. And make sure that you catch our behind-the-scenes show that's going to be coming up next week, because I'll tell a little bit of my story of how I even got involved in this crazy show, which I think will be eye-opening for some of you. So it's 4.5 years running now, so this has been fun. But we got a lot of responses, a lot of feedback about me, and Martha is going to go ahead and summarize that.
Well, I'd say the overall theme is that people don't just like Lisa, they love Lisa. She actually got a marriage proposal within the comments left on this portion.
I need to follow up on that.
You should. Well, unfortunately, I think the person was 18.
Oh.
So that was a little strange.
In a year. I'll give him a year.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Another person said Lisa should be the next Bachelorette. So they'd like to see some more of you on ABC, I guess.
Oh, I should. I should call them. Yeah. So I can get in there. That'd be great.
Put in your application at least.
Yes.
One comment said, Lisa and Boundless go together like Santa and his reindeer. I guess two are a package deal. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh. And we even got really, people are serious about this. One person said, if you ever get rid of her, I'll never speak to any of you again.
Oh.
And then someone said, keep Lisa till she dies.
Oh. That must have been. Even though none of them listen either, I don't think. I can't get any of my family to... Well, that's not true. Some of my family does. My friends do.
Well, they should
feel
be.
Obligated. Oh, yeah. Keep me till I die.
Yes.
I noticed that because it was so cute because one of my friends was... all of our survey results, again, thanks to our research team, were provided online for us and we could go to a link and like follow stuff as it was coming in. And I was at my friend's house one day and I was showing her how the survey worked and stuff like that and showed her that section. And I went off and did something and I didn't notice that she stayed there and was reading through all of them. And she said, Lisa, you need to just print out this whole section and put it up in your cubicle for when you get discouraged or when you guys get, you know, naysayers and stuff like that, because it was really encouraging. And I think, you know, and I'll talk about this more next week, but one of the things that I love about Boundless is that I feel like I'm learning alongside everyone else as I, you know, when I'm talking to someone, I'm doing an interview, I'm like, wow, I haven't heard that before. This applies to me too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm just in the fray with all of you. And that's something that's really important to me.
Definitely came through on the comments too of people appreciating your authenticity and feeling like you're a friend on the other side of the speaker. So that was good. There was a couple comments of people noticing that you say the fray every episode.
I do.
People are counting.
I do. So. I say, yeah, there are some things that I just say. It's so funny because I'm like, wow, I guess I must really talk like that because we're so conversational that I don't edit myself and I don't usually, you know, we just kind of run with it and stuff. And so when I do, and I don't often listen back to shows too often. Usually once it's out of the can, it's just good to go. But the times when I have listened again, I'm like, wow, that bugs me. I'm like, that really, I need to work on that or other phrases. Yeah. Other phrases as well. So
maybe just to keep things balanced, there was also just constructive criticism too of, you know, being careful about rabbit trails or guys or people just wanting to have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really help that. But
I'll work on that. I'll change that. That's fine.
Please don't. Yeah.
No, I won't.
Or maybe some people just not quite understanding your humor, but other people loving your humor. So.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that there were some people that were like, I think some people don't get it. They were like, so there's some singing. I don't understand what that's about. Yeah. And other people are like, don't stop singing. And so you kind of get it from both sides. And people, think I'm just weird.
To wrap up, I just have one more comment I want to read for you. It stood out to me because there's a spelling error, or I'd like to think there's a spelling error in it, but it says, love her. She's the best part of the shower. It wouldn't be the same without her.
Wow.
I think they meant show. I really hope they meant show, but
I hope so.
Best part of the shower.
Because there are only a few, there were a few boundless listeners that I've showered with, but not many. I try to keep it. No.
They might listen.
Maybe
while
they listen
in the
shower.
I don't know.
Oh, that would be fun. That'd be good. So, well, that was very sweet of those of you who weighed in. And I did remember, it was so funny because as I read the ones where people gave suggestions, it was like, I don't think there was one thing that I disagreed with. Like every single one, I was like, oh yeah, already working on that.
Yeah.
Need to be reminded of that. blah, blah, blah. So
I'll just say Lisa has a tough job, people. Just the variety of people that are in the studio week after week, and many of them unprofessionals, and she has to keep it together and keep it moving. It really is a hard thing that she does.
That's true. I do need a raise just for the roundtable section of this when I am literally like herding cats sometimes. Sometimes someone will come in here and they're just terrified. They've never been in front of a mic before. And other times people don't really have their thoughts together. So they just kind of go off on something. And I'm like, wow, okay, that wasn't even my question. So sometimes those are like the interview people, authors and stuff too. But it's always a lot of fun. And Martha's great too. She just provides a great perspective, of course, as you all know, and is always prepared, and I have a lot of fun with her when she gets to join us, which is most of the time usually, so that's good. Okay, well, we're just going to close out here with a couple other things. One thing I wanted to mention is that 67% of you listen to the show within the first 3 days, which I thought was fascinating, because a lot of times people will email us and they'll say, oh, I haven't listened for a while, but I downloaded 20 episodes, to my phone, and I'm going on a road trip or something. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that stack them all up and listen at once. But those of you that do listen that week, you get the benefit of actually getting the current info when we are talking about something current. So that is helpful. And then, of course, you get the feedback on the blog, which is usually hopping right after we do that. You should know now we have some cool things in the hopper. We are now on Stitcher. For those of you that have Stitcher downloaded on your phone or your tablet or elsewhere, make sure that you check that out. And actually, if you go to Boundless, you can access Stitcher through Boundless. We will have info up about that. We are also on One Place for those of you that follow One Place and everything that's up with Salem Communications. And then the other thing that was like a little bit discouraging is when we looked at how like other ways that you consume Boundless podcast people are not very good at being elsewhere in Boundless, if I'm going to be honest. Okay. So we only have like 47% of you that like our Facebook page. That's just rude. Okay. So we are here for you every week and we need you to like us on Facebook. And we want you to subscribe to our e-newsletter as well. So that is a great way. Martha really culls a lot of that info together. That is a great way to once a week get the entire roundup of what we have featured that's new. So if you don't want to have to be hopping around on your own and finding stuff.
Beyond the podcast, we also have articles. We have Q&A, kind of like the inbox on the podcast. We actually have an article form as well. And we have our blog that's updated usually once a day, if not more.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different stuff there. And of course, we're always posting something random. If you go on Facebook, that's where you're going to find like when we have when some of you visit us, we'll take a photo and throw it up on Facebook. We ask weird questions that we're not even sure why we're asking them and get people to weigh in on. So it's a lot of fun. So well, just in wrapping, I want to say thanks to all of you who did take the survey. Thanks to those of you who have listened now for 4.5 years. Some of you are new to the show, and that's very exciting as well. So we want you to continue to tell your friends. We want to thank you for being honest in this survey. It was really fantastic. And like I said, we're making some changes even as we speak. We will trend towards some of the things that you suggested. And continue to pray for us because we're in here every week and, finding new people, finding new topics. And we want to do what is best for this show and what is most helpful for you and most glorifying to God. So thanks, everyone, for being part of that.